So where?
hello. I am waiting patiently here.
Totally professional and I know what I'm doing.
It's Dr. Byers, or you can call me Kaylee.
And I'm producer Phoebe.
Welcome to Jean Shorts.
Right. I got it.
Three blind mice, three blind mice. See how they run, see how they run.
Oh, this song. The song. Why are we playing it?
Did you ever see such a sight in your life as three blind mice?
As someone who has caught many rats in their life, this song is maybe not top of my list.
No? Oh, I'm surprised. I just thought we should listen to this to get us in the mood for today's topic.
Okay, well, then no delay, sally forth.
All right, Kaylee, what if I told you that those poor three mice didn't need to be blind after all?
Well, I mean, I'd say fabulous for those mice. I truly would. I'd also say I'd be delighted to never listen to that song again. So win-win.
Right. Well, great news for you then. Researchers in Wuhan, China have actually been able to reverse blindness in mice. And they've done this using CRISPR, which it's sort of a type of gene editing. So they were able to use gene editing to bring back vision in mice with a condition called retinitis pigmentosa, which is a condition where a gene that encodes a critical enzyme called PDE6B is able to be corrected using a special type of CRISPR technique called PESPRY. There's lots of acronyms in here. So
Love this.
Let's call it PESPRY.
Why not?
And PESPRY is able to correct a variation in the gene that encodes the enzyme. And by correcting that genetic difference, they're able to prevent the death of rods and cone photoreceptors in the eyes of these mice.
Well, that sounds great. But to know why having these cells not die is a good thing, what do rods and cones do?
Yeah, great question. So rods and cones are types of cells that are in the back of the eyes of humans and a lot of species, actually. And the rod cells are responsible for vision in sort of low light levels. And then the cones are active at higher light levels and they're capable of color vision. And so together they can help us see both sort of in darker conditions, lighter conditions, and help us differentiate color.
Okay, so in retinitis pigmentosa, we've got this mutation where these cells aren't working, right? Is that is there anything else that retinitis pigmentosa does?
Yeah, so retinitis pigmentosa, get ready, another acronym, shortened to RP, is sort of a group of rare eye diseases that affect the retina. So that's the back of the eye that we were just talking about where the rods and cones are. And so RP makes the cells in the retina break down slowly over time, which can lead to loss of vision.
So we've got these mice with retinitis pigmentosa. They say, we're gonna switch stuff up a bit. We're going to do a little gene editing. I mean, how do they test that? How do they know it's working in the mice?
Yeah, well, you can't really ask a mouse if their vision has changed. So
don't tell me what I can and cannot do. I'll ask them if I please.
Sorry, you could try to ask a mouse.
Thank you.
But what the people who conducted this study did, I mean, it sounds a little bit cruel, but they put them into a maze.
The little mice, they put them in a maze.
Mm-hmm. So our Pestbury mice, if you will, they put them into a sort of water maze. And the researchers observed how they would go navigating a maze that would require sight to get through. And as the researchers watched, these Pestbury mice they made it through with as much success as the mice who hadn't been living with retinitis pigmentosa. And then just to double check that actually these results were real and that it was something that was truly happening with these mice, they tested to see if the mice reacted to visual stimuli, so sort of lights and things that they displayed to these mice, and they actually turned their furry little heads back and forth in response to these lights. So it was further proof that the Pestbury had prevented the death of the rods and cones in the back of their eyes.
That's very exciting for these little mice. But we are talking about mice here. I mean, how might this affect people?
It's quite common, really. It affects the vision of 1 in 4,000 people. So I think there's about 100 genes that can be affected and cause this condition. So the researchers are hoping now that they've got proof that this pessary in these mice living with retinitis pigmentosa, that they're able to reverse the condition. The next step would be to see if they can continue and replicate this study. And then maybe one day in the future, it will lead to trials in humans, which could reverse retinitis pigmentosa in people living with that condition as well.
Oh, that's very exciting. Thank you so much for coming in to share this. As someone, I mean, I love my stylish specs, but as someone who's very nearsighted, I mean, I'm very excited about things that might mean that I don't have to wear them quite so frequently all the time, you know?
Yeah, look, I don't think it's going to be happening overnight, but let's keep our fingers and little mouse paws crossed.
And thank you for listening to another episode of Gene Shorts. If you love these bite-sized episodes but want to sink your teeth into a full course, go have a listen to some of our previous episodes. I'm sure there's something there that will satisfy your listening tastes. Until then, catch you later.